Hundreds of Bahrainis have protested Saudi Arabia's support for the crackdown on Shiites in Bahrain. Reports saying the protesters have blocked a road connecting Bahrain to Saudi Arabia. They have stopped hundreds of cars by setting fire on tires on the King Fahd Bridge. Meanwhile, security officials say an explosion has damaged at least 4 vehicles south of the capital, Manama. No casualties have been reported. Bahrain's authorities have detained around 250 Shiites since August. They have charged 25 of them with plotting to topple the government. Shiites have been complaining for being overly marginalized and for being increasingly denied civil liberties in the Bahraini society. Some of Bahrain's key Muslim leaders have urged for unity and brotherhood among all Sunni and Shi'i Bahrainis. Earlier, we were joined by Bahraini writer and commentator Saeed Al-Shahabi in London. He has stressed that the pro-democracy movement in Bahrain will continue its activities despite the government crackdown on Shi'is.
Usually, movements of that nature, especially when you have a very, very repressive regime, do not die down just because of a crackdown by the governments. Yes, they crack down on people, they arrest them, they torture them, they abuse them, and they may slow the movement for a while, but usually such movements gain more momentum and get up from the ruins of the society with even greater vision, stronger vision, and greater endeavor. So what I expect is that more protests, more activities, more international condemnation, especially of course of the regime, especially when the extent of torture and maltreatment of prisoners becomes apparent and clear to the outside world.